Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
So you guys heading in to Zed Station?
Yeah, no, I'll be fine without a gun. Don't worry about it.
I think we should make sure that everything on the ship is nailed down tight.
You see this, like, humanoid form step into frame, decked out in this emerald-colored armor and a closed helm.
Who? Who's that?
And we should not focus on what's behind us and what might be hunting us, because, like, that's very scary, and we just need to keep eyes forward, yeah?
As you enter the cantina, you guys notice the temperature just plummet.
You know, I kind of want to get to know you first.
And he pulls the pistol up, points it at Ginger, and takes a shot. Okie dokie, and let's fucking kick it off.
Bring it on, Gramps!
Your granddaughter died like a pig.
That's what I say.
Okie dokie.
Slaughtered.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that didn't.
Good Ginger's just like, sup, dude.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring you guys down here. You can arrange yourselves however you think you would be.
Scree, would you be that close? Oh, because
yeah,
you stumped
was right.
Up with
she,
me.
Yes, Scree was right there. So
35.
Yep.
Well then, in that case. Are we adjacent, Scree?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Cool. Can I hide behind you with a craven ploy?
Is that a...
It's a reaction. Oh, yeah. When you are attacked while adjacent to an ally, if that ally is willing to take a -2 penalty to their armor class until the beginning of their next turn, you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to your AC against
That's
the attack.
That's hilarious, that plus
bodyguard. Wait, so you've got a +4?
Yeah, if you choose to accept, I think it's...
Yeah, Scree is there to protect.
Well, there you go.
So...
Scree did not like this.
So, does that give you a does that beat a 30?
No.
Alright, so hold on. No.
I don't think either way it would beat a 30. KAC or EAC.
Nope, my KAC would be 20 with your assistance.
Well, it was a nice idea.
And if you have the bodyguard feat,
well, hold
and
on,
you
is
take
his bodyguard a reaction?
She gets
I
two.
I have two reactions, and
yeah. Oh,
if you have the bodyguard feat and you take a reaction to apply that feat's benefit to an adjacent ally who is then hit by the attack, you can activate intervene for that attack without taking an
That's
additional
right.
action.
That's right. So it doesn't even count. It just totally works automatic.
It goes.
That
blink.
Is awesome. So
Scree
let's
is
see.
Made for protecting.
Absolutely.
So here, let's just switch places because Scree's now.
Yeah, man,
in front
makes
of
sense.
Ginger.
Change places.
He just yanks her like.
And she's like, "Hide me!"
My little bitch-ass coward, craven ploy.
I love it. He says that one last time, but like last chance, and you stick your feet in the sand and hold your ground. And he pulls a pistol and takes a shot. That is 10 damage to split between you two, right? So how does that look, Scree, as far as, like, how do you take some of that?
Scree immediately grabbed her to pull her back just out of the way of the shot. And she used her craven ploy to get behind him. So Scree would just, like, put his arm, like, in front of her and just... at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of like, whoosh, right past them. If he had eyebrows, they would be singed.
Nice. I love it. So, bap, bap,
woof.
Woof indeed.
Oh.
Oh no, scree.
Oh no, 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 you guys not doing great. Okay, so. Oh, this is going to be too much fun. okay, begin combat.
Round one.
You guys fight. Ready to bitch slap a grandpa?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm going to bite his knees.
Okie dokie. So, he steps out and he calls out Ginger. Scree. Does 24 hit Scree?
I'd say so. Yeah.
So 9 damage? Oof.
Yep, yep, yep.
There goes his other eyebrow.
Okay. moving on. Next up is Oris, what you doing? That's EAC. That hits. Give me damage. 12 fire. Not bad.
Whoosh.
Yep, so womp, 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 womp. And fucking tags this guy in the armor, and you see some of that, his cloak rip off, and you can see that green armor starting to shine through beneath. Which brings us to Eddie. What you doing, buddy?
Eddie's going to activate his jump jets.
Oh, I forgot you got those.
Yep. And he's going to land right in front of him. Pull his knife out, land right in front of him.
Nice.
I can, I think, get there from where I was. Is that 40?
I don't remember which space you were standing in, so.
I think you're right next to Sadoon, right?
I thought I was a little ahead.
Oh, that's fine then. If, either way, it's fine. I don't really, yeah, I'm not going to nickel and dime you.
I guess I should have paid attention to that. Either way, it wouldn't change what he's going to do, which is okay. Attack. Okay. He would just throw the weapon as opposed to stab with it.
Either way, go for it.
Gonna try to do a trick attack.
Okay.
Instead, I could use sleight of hand for this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta make sure I know. 20 plus the target CR is the DC.
Okay, so we'll, I'll let you know if you hit.
Yeah, we'll see what that is. 23.
Unfortunately, no.
Alright, so now it's just a attack roll.
Okay.
22 against KAC.
That is a miss.
Yes. Pretty chunky. That's kind of what I wanted to figure out.
Oh, they're scary. All right.
Well, that's me. I did my movement and all that stuff.
Okay, Ginger. Your turn. What you doing?
Yeah, Ginger wants to give Scree a quick hug from behind. Be like, yeah, thanks. And I'm going to give them an inspiring boost. Which means you recover stamina points equal to twice my envoy level, so I'm level 4, that's 8, plus my charisma modifier. So you're going to regain 11 stamina.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
And then to our right here, eastward, it looks like there's a wall there, but are there handholds, and is there a gap at the top?
Jesus.
Unfortunately, okay, roll me a D100.
It's like a rat.
Ooh, okay. That is a 54. Oh,
right in the middle, who knows?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay, I will say yes.
Okay. Big enough gap for me?
Well, yeah, for you, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna scramble up there if I can. Yep. And let myself just drop down the other side.
Oh, you're just trying to get over the thing? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's not actually, that's just like a railing. I'm sorry. I thought you were just trying to like scramble up and out of the whole room. Like up through the ceiling or something. I was just like, yeah, fucking go for it.
Okay, it's just a railing? Yeah, then I'm going to throw myself over the railing.
Okay.
And go and hide amongst the tables there.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to duck under the nearest one. I only have 40 feet of movement, so I can get to... Yeah, I'm gonna duck under a table. And that is my turn. Just, like, thanks, Scree. Bye.
Nice. Okie dokie, which brings us to Scree. What you doing, Scree?
Freaking under the table. Just slides under. pops up on this side and...
I love
where
it.
Is it? Oh, it has a move action, so I've already used my move action. Damn. Alright. I was gonna give Eddie a plus one to armor, but I will do that next round.
Okey-dokey.
So he's gonna attack with Entropic Strike. Just go for those legs like... Ah!
Chompy, chompy.
Ooh, nope. 19.
Nope, that is not a hit.
Everything's fine. This is fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
His teeth are very much bad.
Okay, is that all you got for your turn? Okie dokie. So let's go ahead and swap on over to Sadoon. What is Sadoon up to?
Sadoon is going to start running towards this motherfucker over the tables. Draw his hand cannon and attempt a trick attack.
Okay. I like it. I
believe this will be acrobatics, leaping over tables and all that shit.
I can dig it. Go for it. 20 plus CR, right?
Nope. Damn it.
It hurts so bad.
It does.
It's okay. It's okay.
But you can still attack, correct?
Yeah, you still get your attack. That just means you just don't get the trick attack damage.
It sucks.
Or the effects. I believe this is definitely going to hit.
It's like you don't even know me.
Oh.
Oh. Nope.
Oh. 23.
23 what?
KAC.
KAC? That's a hit.
Yeah!
Woo! All
right.
Oh my god.
I think that's right on the money then. God damn. Okay.
Yep. 22 missed before, so 23 is a hit.
No! Oh, no! Lando, why? Why do you do such cool things and then just ruin it?
I don't know. He's looking rough.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Get out of here.
Get out of here with that bullshit. Okay.
Like breaking my balls.
Nice. We got his eyelashes, guys. We got his eyelashes.
Okie dokie. So, if we're playing Yahtzee, you'd be onto something. But we're not. Instead, we're not playing horseshoes. We're playing hand grenades.
No beans.
Oh. So, butter sticks. Oh, wait. I think I have a thing for this.
Oh, shit. He misses. Okay, real quick, I gotta look up the rules for this. I
a 1d4 in a direction?
I think it's 1d8, like, and you do it around. So where do we want to start? Above him? South of him? Like, what? Where does the 1 start? Right above? Okay.
Wouldn't it start on top of the person you're aiming?
His square... No, not on the person you're aiming. You actually do it from where you are. You throw it from your character in a different direction. So, like, oh. Like it can come out of his hand, like, behind him. So, interesting. Man, that kind of makes
sense. Scree just, like, bats it, like, bah!
Okay, that's good. I like that. So that, yeah, he goes to throw it, and instead of going there, it lands here instead. And what's the fucking range on that thing? You can dampen and trap.
I knew I had a thing for this.
What is the distance on
I'm
this
I'm spanning
thing?
My entropy point.
15 feet, so 5, 10, 15. That gets everybody right in this area. Shit. Okay, so that is a reflex save. So everybody, go ahead and roll your reflex saves.
Scree is letting out some of his chaos and dampening the effects of the grenade.
Okay, you can spend one. Hold on,
does that include me?
Anyone within 15 feet?
10, 15. No, you're just outside of it.
Okay.
No, it went Woo. Just north of Scree, but it did get Eddie, Sadoon. Okay, so you what happens with you, Scree? You said you take half damage? Oh, to all creatures in the area.
All creatures in the area. Which unfortunately includes him.
Interesting.
It includes the bad guy, but maybe like Scree like kind of he belly flops on the grenade.
He takes it.
Sweet. So how does that work if he passes too?
Does he have
He doesn't. He doesn't have dodge. No, but if you're giving him half and he gets half, does I take a quarter, or does it? Do they not stack?
I think it half halves. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see what the damage is. 20 electrical.
Okay, so I take 5.
Yeah. Do you even get hurt, Eddie?
I saved.
Well, I thought dodge for you means you take nothing if you...
Do I have dodge?
I thought that was part of your as a... I'm pretty sure you do, like an uncanny dodge type deal.
Where is it?
Evasion. Yeah, if you six on a reflex save, normally partial effect, a successful save, you instead suffer no effect.
Oh, okay.
You gain this benefit only when, so you don't get hit. But, interesting. Okay, that's fun. So, so he takes half and half. So, what was that? It was 20, so he'll take 5.
And Scree takes 10.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, wait, no. Half and half. Did Scree save at 19?
No. No, you did not.
Okay.
It was 20.
Oh, it was 20, yeah.
So 10.
Yep. So 10. Okey-dokey. Eddie, what you doing?
No idea.
You're very actually lucky, Elise, because that's not a thing in Starfinder.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Elise posted in chat, she goes, I'm waiting for this guy to have legendary actions. I'm like, unfortunately, it doesn't happen. Otherwise, he absolutely fucking would.
Yeah, I guess I'll try a trick attack again. She's kind of flipping the knife in a bunch of weird, confusing ways.
I like it. Go for it.
Trying to ask how he's kind of going to attack.
34. That one absolutely does work.
Alright. So, he's flat-footed. If I hit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if that happens.
So he's flat-footed, definitely.
That's a 2.
Now, unfortunately, that does not hit, buddy.
Happens.
Yep.
What can you do?
What can you do?
But he's flat-footed right now, so... Uh-huh.
Man, I swore that... Oh, yeah. We'll go back to it. It's not a big deal. But I swore there was a thing that was like... Starts off as... Just one, just for you, and then it moves on to everybody else, but I might be wrong. Anyways, yes, your turn, Ginger.
Cool. So, Sadoon's looking hurt.
Yep.
I'm fine.
I'm
fine.
You're, yeah, but I can only use this when you have only recently taken damage. So Ginger's gonna poke her head out from under the table, be like, look, I get he's old and whatever, but, like, you've got so many arms. Just do something about him, Sadoon, please. And I'm going to hope that that's inspiring.
I love it.
So you'll heal for 11?
Inspiring? Question mark, question
get
mark,
get healed.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Fucking do something about him. And we're going to go to another table. And what are the rest of the patrons doing?
Oh, they've made their way out at this point. There is nobody left in this bar, except way back over here in the corner is the poor or chitinous little insectoid dude. He does not seem to be able to get up and move.
Aw, Bean.
Okay. I think Ginger's gonna lament a station that doesn't have security. And otherwise, just get, we're on hands and knees. We went to another table, just change in position, crawling, and staying otherwise out of sight. That is
like
me.
It.
I know I do need to stay close to the rest of the group for some of my abilities. So yep, cool. Yep, that's yeah, that's me.
Absolutely shameless.
I love it.
Just crawling around under the table.
Yep. It's all about survival. I respect it.
Okay, Scree, what you doing?
Shaking off the electricity, like, and then he's gonna try and like punch the guy in the hip. Yes, he remembers something vaguely about old people and hips, so he's gonna try and punch him in the hip.
Go for it. That is a no, unfortunately.
That's a 15.
Yeah, 15.
This guy's just like looking down, like, what the hell.
Yep.
This is what you send after me?
Pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. And say, he is, like, and he is, it's not just, like, pinging off his armor, too. Like, he is spry as fuck. This old guy is, like, putting himself in positions to, like, dodge shit. And, like, he is a veteran. Like, you can tell the way he moves, the way he handles himself. If Scree hadn't affected that that grenade, who knows who it was going to end up on, but...
Concern.
Yep. Scree, what you got? Is that it?
Oh, wait. Using his move action, he's actually going to give Eddie a little bit of a boost. Right there, the last one of the entry point stuff, like halfway down, is as a move action, you can designate a willing adjacent ally as an entropic focus. So basically, I take part of the damage.
So that what, gives Eddie more AC?
I can't see it there, so I must have read it wrong. So yeah, he's my entropic focus. If he gets hurt, Scree's gonna get stronger, essentially.
Interesting. Okay, so you're like wreathing him in this like shadowy energy almost, right?
It's more like the more Eddie gets hit, Scree gets angrier, and he's like in a chaos type thing, just kind of bubbles up a little bit more. Like he's barely containing it, less and less.
Okay.
Because entropy points can be used to add extra damage. So,
sweet.
Yeah. Go on. Hit Eddie. See how much damage Scree unleashes when he hits, finally.
Okie dokie. Next up is Sadoon.
All right. I'm going to step onto this chair and ride it down to the ground. And as I do, I'm going to summon the inevitable downfall to my hands.
Nice. It is a calling blade. Or called blade.
And it is also Sharu's blade.
Fuck!
Ooh.
If I remember correctly. So, insult to injury.
You kind of... You have to hit. You know that, right?
I really want to.
Yeah, it would be really cool if you did.
You gotta hit.
Do it.
You gotta hit, bud. A crit. You gotta crit right now. That's a one.
No!
You literally rolled a one. That you did the opposite of what we told you to do.
I mean, technically, he did roll a crit.
Yeah.
He just rolled the we bad kind.
We didn't specify. Oh, no.
You didn't specify which.
I'm so angry.
Right. Yeah.
So, we didn't specify.
As you swing that blade at him, he reaches out and catches your hands. Like, and he goes, Sadoon, first of his name. Child of the Tempering, claimant of the White Fire Trident, and slayer of my granddaughter. And then he drops his pistol. I'm assuming you're done, right?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Yep. And he drops the pistol, pulls this.
No, thank you. The bodyguard.
23 hit?
Nothing you do can stop that.
Are you so sure? No. I could give you a +4.
You can give a +4 AC.
Oh, is it a ranged attack? It's not a ranged attack.
Nope, it is melee.
I can make someone drop prone and gain a +4 to their AC when they get attacked by range.
Oh, gotcha. That's fun.
By going like, watch out, hit the deck.
Oh, yeah,
nice. Unfortunately, yeah.
So nope. You are. Screen is intervening, doing bodyguard, adding a +2. So does that +2, do I still hit you?
You still hit me. Barely.
Really? 21 hits you, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Damn.
And so... No, that ain't right. Sorry, wrong button.
I was like, ah!
That's what I was like. I was like, it ain't no D20 damage. I was like, it's good. It ain't that good.
Oh, dear.
That's still a fair amount.
That's pretty good amount of damage.
But I get resistance to it, right? And Scree's
taking... Yeah, you get half.
Okay.
Yeah, 16 slashing damage. 4d8 when they hit. Ooh.
Ah! Scree is just like a little tugging machine. Like, whenever he sees an attack, he's like, push, pull, push, pull.
Nice. So, yep, that is his turn. Moving on.
Woo!
Nice!
Nothing fancy!
Got a crit.
See? Adam knows how to do it right.
Fuck you!
Fucking bullshit.
That's
a lot of damage. That's holy a lot of fuck, damage. Dude.
How the hell?
2d6 plus 4, 2d6 plus 4, plus 2d. Where the? Okay, wait a minute. Oh yeah. Okay, so your gun does 2d6. Holy fuck, dude.
Oh no.
Okay, shit. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it so bad.
A little extra.
Plus 7? Oh, okay, shit. Okay, so that is
30. And the overcharge was even a part of the rule.
No, that's what I was thinking. So, that's 30,
29, that's 36, 36 points of damage.
That was that.
A fire damage. Is this guy resistant to fire?
No, he's not resistant to fire.
Oh no, I don't want to kill him. I was hoping he'd come back and kill us later.
I just imagine him turning into a pile of ash like a Fallout villain.
Oh god, I hope not.
Okay, so, Eddie, your turn.
Oh fuck, he's still alive.
Oh god.
That's really not I great.
Wish he would have died now.
You guys are talking shit, you know I hate it.
Well, I mean, we all know Sadoon's the one with the target on their back.
It's true. Get Sadoon. They're the one you want. 25 for a debilitating trick.
Does not land.
Shit. Attack.
Does not hit.
I'm so useful. That's me. Hey, man, they can't all be winners.
Oh, absolutely, I understand. You can't be fucking Oris just bullshit pull out
hey,
a goddamn...
I'll be carried by Oris, that's fine.
800 damage goddamn shot. Ginger, what you doing?
Ginger scrambles out from under the tables and up the stairs and behind one of the railings so she can get a better look at what's going on down there since she dipped.
Nice.
And let me double check here. Oh, maybe I should... No, I should actually stay where I was. All right. I'm going to... So reverse that. Back. Reverse motion down the stairs. She's going to crawl out from under the table and she's going to hop up on it so she can better see this guy. And cup her hands around her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do a dispiriting taunt. where I have to do a intimidation check with the same DC as a check to demoralize that enemy. So the DC should be 15 plus 1.5 times the enemy CR.
15 plus 1.5 times the enemy CR. Okay,
yep,
go for
that's
it.
That's what we figured it was, so I made sure I added it as part of the ability.
Go for it.
Okay. I don't know that... But she, I don't know if a 23 does it, but she would at least be shouting like, you might as well just fucking surrender because obviously we have the upper hand and you're going to get blasted into like a pile of ash or something if you don't stand down. I tried to have a conversation with you. I hope you remember.
That does not work on him.
I love Ginger.
I love Ginger as well. That is fantastic.
And I can't do a move. Do an action and then use the rest of my move?
You can't move, action, and move, no. You'd have to move an action and then
okay, yep, nope. She's just standing atop the table with her hands now at her sides like a fucking idiot.
Okay, Scree, what you got?
He's gonna try and... I don't know, this seems like a really bad idea.
Kill him.
What's the range on this?
Oh, he is
okay,
shaking.
Shaking.
Wagging his finger.
Oh, he's got -2 to skill checks.
What's the general range on grenades?
It has to do with your strength modifier.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like Scree has to throw it far.
Yeah.
Just
it's kind of my
kind of drop it at their feet. Really.
Oh, this guy is supposedly like. A badass Aslanti legendary warrior, right?
Yep.
Would he? I'm gonna assume that he would be full of pride.
Absolutely.
And Scree's gonna die grenade him.
Go for it.
To piss him off.
Kidoki. That definitely hits.
Does not hit.
No, it does. Grenades, you're only aiming at a section, and you only have to hit a DC 5. That's why it was so crazy that he missed his 1 because he only got a 3. because normally all you have to do is hit a DC 5 to put your grenade where you want it, and then it's just a save. So, let's see how the save
goes.
No, roll a one.
Damn.
You know it's gonna die. It's gonna die. Everyone in range, right?
Yep. I hope everyone likes pink.
I love it.
Pink and sparkly.
Oh wait, do I have to roll?
I mean, if you want to dodge it,
I do.
What's the DC?
Nope.
I don't want.
Sadoon's pink.
I don't want to be pink.
Scree pinked.
Yep. Scree doesn't dodge it.
Nice. Eddie got it.
If I would have picked up that ring, that would have been a 14.
Yeah. Only you'd have done it, but no, you had to keep your twinkles.
I guess your best wasn't good enough.
Throws the grenade at the ground and then just throws up his arms, like arms spread wide, and goes, ah! And just he gets painted head to toe with pink glitter. It even goes in his mouth and he goes, and spits it at his feet.
A creature that fails its reflex saving throw against a die grenade takes additional damage from laser weapons equal to half the die grenade's item level.
Oh shit!
Nice.
So he's gonna take an additional one from laser guns, as does Sadoon and Scree.
It's fine.
And I think Eddie sees the die grenade and he's like, oh shit. And he knows, like, he knows the drill. He just makes himself a pancake on the ground.
Nice. Explodes above him. Yep. That's fucking awesome.
I love that it's only, like, the front half of all these characters, or whatever was facing the grenade.
So, Scree is trying very hard to make himself look as cocky and nasty as possible towards this now brightly colored pink. Oh, it's like pink, a little bit of magenta, some metallic pinks and stuff. Like a galaxy of pink and sparkles and purples and white glitter and all that sort of stuff. Make it as, like, over the top as possible. It's just beautiful.
Love it. I love it. Okie dokie. So, Sadoon, what are you doing?
Fucking die, old man. I'm just gonna swing once.
With you attacking? I don't know, but... Hey, that's not bad! Nope, doesn't hit, but it wasn't bad. That was a 19.
It was not a 1.
It was not a 1. Okay.
But Oris is the only person that can hit this person. We all know this by now.
Yeah, no shit.
Hold on, what's his AC?
23.
You know that? There you go.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the reminder, because he,
KAC.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, that's KAC.
Okay, never mind. Don't mind me.
Okay,
I love the idea of this, like, terrifying raper. Just glitter galaxy pink dyed. Mmm.
Yeah, he is covered in pink.
So, with that, Sadoon, are y'all done?
Yeah, that's it for me.
I give up.
Okay, so as he stands there with you guys surrounded, covered in pink now, he says, reconnaissance incomplete. Adjust to Bravo. And hits a little button on his little arm device. And then as he does it, he pulls off his belt another grenade and chucks it across the room. And...
Safety C22.
That one makes it and lands right in front of Ginger. And no! As he does it, you see him just coalesce and disappear.
Cool. Reflex save, yeah?
Go for it and do a reflex save.
That is a
natty
one.
So, a couple things happen.
A lot of damage.
God, I wish I could just run over there and, like, die of bomb freaking Ginger.
Oh boy.
So, Ginger.
That's a lot of damage.
Something happens here. As this grenade comes flying at you, and It's just about to make contact with you. You see it already start to explode, start expanding, and everything kind of slows down for a second. And then all of a sudden, you're just not there anymore. You are kind of in this, like, inky blackness, just floating in the middle of nowhere. And you're able to kind of look around, and you're staring around, and you see this blackness, and it seems like it's all around you, all encompassing. But then you kind of turn, and you see this shape, this like undulating mass, just kind of in the void. This darkness just shifting and roiling and moving, and it seems to be taking on a million different shapes all at once. And you're seeing these, like, you're seeing different races, different creatures coming of it and becoming it in itself. It's like, it would almost be maddening if it didn't somehow feel comforting to you. And you hear in what seems like just a billion voices, in everything you've ever heard, like every type of tone and language, but yet you seem to understand all of it. And it makes this noise to you, and it says, "Welcome home, my child. You have taken the first step. You have already learned that self is but a suggestion. Now, you will learn that reality is as well." And then all of a sudden, you're just pulled back in that moment. And as this grenade starts to explode around you, Ginger, you tell me, in this moment, reality is a grenade exploding in front of you.
Uh-huh.
What is reality now?
Ooh. Reality is the grenade on the other side of the room, please.
Okay, could you point where you'd like that grenade to be?
I want it over, like, to the far north of me where there's no one seated anymore.
Okay. So you see, and everybody sees this, as this grenade comes flying towards Ginger, just all of a sudden, there's like a skip. Everything just kind of clicks for a second, and the explosion's nowhere near her. All of a sudden, the corner of the room is just rocked with an explosion as the fucking wall, like, explodes into flame and starts to cave in almost. And she seems to be unscathed, completely untouched.
Scree was just a few seconds behind the grenade and, like, dives off the railing. Yep. As if he was in the process of trying to, like, tackle Ginger and protect her.
Yep.
He lands on the table.
Yep, thumps on the table, and
it was a bit distracted.
I think Ginger's standing there panting and kind of looking around nervously, and then as she kind of regathers her thoughts, puts her hands on either side of her face, you know, kind of holding her cheeks. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, he is such a terrible thrower. Did you see him miss that other grenade?
Sense motive.
Oh yeah, there's no rolling.
I rolled a
fucking
two!
No!
You did that to yourself.
I was going to say, I was not even going to make you roll. I was going to say, like, you guys saw that. Like, everybody saw it happen. Unless she rolls deception and rocks it, everybody saw it.
I assumed there was a deception roll.
Gotcha.
Can there be a deception? No, nope.
Absolutely.
No.
No, it's
too late now.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? I'm going to say that there's no hiding
gaslight,
that.
Gaslight.
The most powerful gaslight, just utterly changing reality. Not, you know, telling you it's wrong.
A 21?
Not bad.
For a bluff.
Eddie's too high.
Yeah, Eddie just shrugs. All right.
Seems legit.
Yeah.
He missed once. Why wouldn't he miss twice?
Some people are just bad throwers. He shrugs.
He got that pink shit in his face.
Scree believes so.
Anybody else want to roll against that sense motive? See if they can. Yeah, I was gonna say if you. That means you'll say you have to have either one or zero. Okay, Sadoon, you don't want to go for it.
I mean,
or don't you? Or you not either?
I mean, I should probably have like some massive penalty placed against me or something.
No, I was gonna say no. It's. I mean, it is what it is. It was a chaotic fight. It makes sense that maybe nobody caught it just correctly. You know, you thought you saw one thing, but again, like three explosions went off in the course of like 10 seconds. There was a fucking electrical grenade that went off, a fucking pink blob shot up and sprayed a bunch of people, and then a big explosion went off in the corner. And so it's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Sadoon is going to believe anything that Ginger says at this point right now.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But doesn't know what the fuck just happened, no matter what.
Fantastic.
Some mystery.
You know, I tried to talk to him, and he was so aggro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's very scary. He's scarier than I thought.
Seemed pretty mad about his granddaughter.
Yeah.
Scree's gonna sit up, leaving a pink goblin shape on the table.
So goddamn it, Scree.
Sadoon's covered in fucking paint. And he's fine. Sadoon, other than Scree and Sadoon, are the only ones completely covered in fucking pink.
Yeah, you learn after a while. You learn after a while.
Wait, did Eddie hide behind Sadoon?
Oh, that would be funny.
Well, yeah, in this case, we'll say yes. Just like pirouetted and just hid behind Sadoon. Made himself into a little ball on Sadoon's back.
Everybody give me a perception check.
Okay.
Huh. That's a dirty 20.
That's a 4.
21. I also got a dirty 20.
25.
Eddie or Scree, and that actually makes sense because Eddie and Scree were closest when they saw this originally, and Oris, you know tech super well.
Sadoon would notice too then.
Oh, 20, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, so yeah, Sadoon notices it too. So that teleportation, identical to the teleportation puck that Eddie used. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.